good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Touchdown, Ricky Rashika!
This is Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Every day is a beautiful day for football.
Brought to you by...
They are back-to-back state champions.
Garden Catering, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Jersey Mike's.
Nastahowski blasting right up the middle. Touchdown.
He's got Barber if he can thread it in there. He does on the run. Outside the numbers, near sideline. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It's good. It's good. Greenwich wins on a walk-off field goal. 42 yards. Eric Perino. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions.
And now with the play-by-play, here are Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
And it's like a whole new season as the Greenwich Cardinals head into the playoffs. They are the number 3 seed, and they are ready for Class LL in the quarterfinals to take on the number 6 seed, the New Britain Golden Hurricanes. Good evening, everyone. Along with Dan Murphy, Sean Kilkelly back in the studio, Sean Adams executive producing, which means he helped carry equipment up. I'm Rob Adams. Welcome to Cardinals Stadium on a chilly night for football, and the Cardinals wanting to do everything in their power to forget last Thursday. How do you do that? You come out and you take care of business in a quarterfinal game against an old playoff foe. These teams have met several times in the postseason, and for the Cardinals, Dan, they're going to have to figure out how to bottle up a running game, but they can pass the ball a little bit as well.
Well, we've got two really interesting teams here on the field tonight, two teams that have kind of struggled a bit of late. You know, Greenwich, obviously, they want to put Thanksgiving behind them as quickly as possible, but it's not going to be easy for them. They're going up against a New Britain squad, 8-2 on the regular season. They started the year 7-0, came out flying right out of the gate. They've had their own struggles of late, losing games late in the season against Glastonbury and Manchester, and their offense is powered by two guys, senior quarterback Donovan Campbell. He's got a big arm. He can sling it down the field. He's very accurate with his throws. The guy that you really want to keep an eye on for on the ground is Jaden Allen, number 22, about 1,500 rushing yards on the season, 23 touchdowns. He's their main back that he's going to get a lot of touches in this game. Greenwich is going to have to figure out a way to slow him down if they're going to be able to keep up with a New Britain offense that has averaged 37 points a game this season. The Cardinals' defense, though, has been pretty good overall this season, allowing about 12 points a game. So you figure something's going to have to give tonight.
And a New Britain team that has struggled in the postseason. That was something that surprised me as I was reading up today. The Golden Hurricanes have not won a playoff game, a postseason game, since they beat the Cardinals 39-34 to win the 2004 state championship. It's a long time.
Long time, but you know what? New Britain's not here. They're not happy just to be here. They want to win this game, and they think they've got a good shot to win this game. Coach Isaiah Boddy, their head coach, took charge of the program in 2020. They went 1-9 their first season in 2021. They have improved every single year since then. They made the playoffs a season ago. They got a little taste of playoff quarterfinal action last year. They're going to lean on that experience here tonight. They're not intimidated coming down here to Cardinal Stadium. They're going to be ready to go, and Cardinals are going to have to be as well.
And Tony Morello, the Cardinal head coach, trotted into the stadium just a moment ago without shirt sleeves. He is bare-armed. He cuts those sleeves right off, wears a vest. He's got that cap on. It's his time of year.
That's the Morello look, isn't it?
It sure is. You bet it is.
But yeah, and when you talk about Greenwich, you know, their offense really struggled at Staples on Thanksgiving. They're looking to get back on track as well. Hector Lopez, their feature back, got just enough rushing yards against Staples to eclipse 1,000 on the season. And MJ D'Angelo, you know, as good as he's been running the football, he's struggled as of late throwing the football. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on here in this game as well.
And the Cardinals ran for 139 yards against Staples, but on 35 carries, basically 4 yards a pop. 60 yards from Lopez, 79 from MJ D'Angelo. You don't want to see the Cardinals get into a shootout. You want to see ground and pound and do what they need to do here tonight.
Yeah, when Greenwich is clicking on all cylinders, they like to rely on their defense, and they like to keep games in the 20s. You know, controlling the clock, time of possession, running the football effectively and consistently. That's how they want to play this game tonight. Question is going to be, is New Britain going to let them? Because they have an explosive offense, and they've got defensive playmakers on that side of the football who can cause some problems as well.
Yeah,
a whole lot of interesting things to sort out here.
You're right on the money. They've got some playmakers. You are absolutely right. Cardinals head into the stadium. They're here. They have taken a knee down to our right to pause for a moment. The Golden Hurricanes are making their way across the way. They are on the opposite side of the field, and you're not going to see a big crowd from New Britain tonight. They've got a handful of people over there, and the Cardinal Stadium fans are, well, they're still filing in as well. It's a paid ticket tonight. You cannot come in for free. You had to buy your tickets ahead of time online, so got to keep that in mind, too.
Hopefully the crowd fills in, and we get a good atmosphere tonight, because you know what? It's playoff football. It's win or go home. The stakes are never higher than they are tonight, right?
Absolutely true. Captains are getting ready to come out onto the field. And here they come right now. Max Merrick, MJ D'Angelo, Jack Carroll, and Peter Vumbelakis for the Cardinals. And Israel Dandrade, Elias Rodriguez, Donovan Campbell, and Cesar Ellison, rather, for the Golden Hurricanes. Cardinals in the all-red tops and bottoms tonight. And the Golden Hurricanes in the white with a light gold pant. And they work in maroon on the numbers. The officials going through the instructions. And the coin will be in the air in a moment on a busy night. Traditionally, Tuesday night after Thanksgiving, 6:30, all the games kick off with one exception. And by the way, there's one final if you don't know. We'll catch you up on both of those factors. But Fairfield Prep already playing their game against Kennedy. We'll check in on that one when we have a chance. We'll try to keep an eye on everything for you, so you're one-stop shopping here tonight. You don't need to change the dial at all. All right, the coin is in the air. And the official crouching down, the knees hurting, look like he tapped Greenwich. No, New Britain has won. They have elected to defer. And the Cardinals will defend the end zone to our left. So they will defend the west end zone. And Greenwich will receive the ball. Handshakes and time for football. You win tonight, you got a game Sunday in the semifinals. You win that one, it's time to play for the state championship. Greenwich and New Britain coming up. First round, quarterfinal game. We've got all the action for you in just a moment. The kickoff coming right after this. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Coscob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah!
Hi, this is Steve Longo, Greenwich High Class of 2001. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football on 1490 WGCH.
Back at Cardinals Stadium as we get ready for this one. Cardinals and New Britain. These two, last meeting in 2018, the Cardinals winning that one with ease. As, of course, that was a Cardinals team that was winning pretty much everything with ease. On their way to defeating New Canaan in the state championship back in 18. These two teams met in a couple of state championship games, 2001 and 2004. Both of those won by the Golden Hurricanes. And a couple of playoff games as well. These teams met a lot in the early 2000s. A 2002 playoff game at Boyle Stadium. Cardinal Stadium didn't have lights. Cardinals won that one 40-14. But that was also the night of controversy because New Britain wouldn't send film. And the Cardinals could have accepted what I was told. They could have accepted a forfeit. Rich Albanesio said, nope, let's play. And the Cardinals won pretty easily that night. They played again the next year up in New Britain. Didn't go so well for Big Red. Here is the kickoff. End over end coming down to the 14-yard line with a head of steam. It's Hector Lopez makes a left turn at the 29. Barrels forward past the 35 and a big tumble down there near the 37-yard line. And the Cardinals will set up shop there.
Lopez brings it up to his own 37.
They will mark it at the 37. A first down for the Cardinals. MJ D'Angelo coming off a day that was very difficult to throw the ball. Giving you the numbers really wouldn't do you much good because I don't think they were representative of what that day could have been.
No, I think the vast majority of quarterbacks would have struggled in the conditions that we had on Thursday morning.
Trips out to the right. Four-man rush on first down. To the ground with Lopez. Hector barreling over people. He'll get past the 40 out near the 43-yard line on what looks like a gain of six.
Well, that's right on schedule for Hector Lopez. He averaged 6.5 yards a carry during the regular season on his way to a 1,000-yard rush season.
Amari Crawley, the middle linebacker, in on the stop. Keep the ball right near the 43 on a 2nd and 7. Play fake to their left, and they'll go back to the right for Lopez. And D'Angelo overthrows him. Pass was a little high, incomplete, bringing up a 3rd down play.
He faked to as if he wanted to throw it to the left, and then he flipped it back and to the right, to the near side, looking for Lopez. But it's fortunate that was an incomplete pass. That was a forward pass.
My understanding is the huddle stream is just starting, so we greet you if you're joining us.
Good evening, everyone.
I'm going to double-check that. And I think that's the case. In the meantime, we've got 3rd and let's call it 6. A long 6 across the 40 at the 43. Shotgun snap taken back to Lopez it goes, but he's going to come up short of the first down as he barreled over people again, but Israel Dandrade, the free safety captain, helped make the stop. But it looks like, Dan, at least early on, the offense staying on the field on 4th, and it's a full yard, maybe even 2, in your own territory at the 46.
Yeah, I like this move. Aggressive play call. Trust that your offensive line can move people. Trust that Hector Lopez can get you a yard here.
Little motion in the backfield on 4th and a yard. Receivers to each side. Shotgun snap to the ground. Lopez slowed up at first, but with a nudge forward, it's going to be enough for the first down. He just got it.
Yeah, I think that was second effort that got that first down there. New Britain did a good job of trying to block up the lane inside, but Lopez lunged forward and got enough for the first down.
And I see we are on huddle now, so good evening, everyone. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy with you from Cardinal Stadium. A first down at the Greenwich 48-yard line on the far hash. From left to right they go. Trips to the right, one out to the left. It's a quarterback run straight ahead, left side. Here goes D'Angelo. MJ D'Angelo down the sideline, touchdown. 52 yards, and the Cardinals busting out on the ground. They take a 6-0 lead.
MJ wasting no time getting in on the action. And calling his own number on the design run, he just takes off right up the middle. No resistance from the New Britain defenders there. And once he gets to the sideline, it's a foot race, and he wins it.
Extra point coming up. As Julian Ravina trots out.
They've got the offense on the field.
Yes, they do. You're right. I just noticed that. I thought they were lining up for the extra point, but no. And the Cardinals needed an extra lineman, so Henry Wall runs out. They're going to go for two, and now they're going to get a flag for a delay. So a five-yard penalty will cost the Cardinals, and now they will bring Ravina out for the point after.
Well, and Coach Morello is not happy that they only had 10 men on the field initially, because otherwise they were going to snap that ball, and they had a play call they were going to run.
Fairfield Prep, by the way, on top of Kennedy, 21-0 after one quarter. Try it again on the extra point. O'Donnell to hold it. Ravina kicks it, and it is up, and it is good. 10:09 to go, first quarter. Great start for the Cardinals. Greenwich 7 and New Britain. They'd like to get the ball. They get it after this. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Also in Class Double L, Glastonbury is hosting West Haven, and they've got snow at that game up in Glastonbury. We have no chance of precipitation tonight. 35 degrees and partly cloudy at kickoff. Wind out of the west-northwest at 3, gusting to 9. And the humidity at 61%. Here is the Greenwich kickoff. Spinning down, that'll bounce 2 yards deep in the end zone and be a touchback. And so out comes Donovan Campbell and the New Britain offense.
We'll get to see what New Britain has to offer us tonight. As I said in the pregame, you know, Greenwich's defense is going to have their eyes on Jaden Allen, their star running back. It's hard to beat 1,500 rushing yards and 23 touchdowns.
Capital Prep scored on their opening play, a 75-yard touchdown run, opening play from scrimmage, so Capital Prep up 8-0 in that game. We'll watch the scores fly by all night. Shifting around are the Hurricanes. They'll go from right to left, starting at their own 20. Campbell waiting in shotgun, has a man alongside of him, high snap, able to handle it. He'll throwing down the right side. He finds a man. It's Dandrade with a catch out near midfield for 32 and a first down.
And that's the thing that New Britain does very well offensively. They're really good at running the football, but they also have a passing game that's stout on the outside. They've got their playmakers who can go down the sideline and go up and get the football.
And now they'll go to the ground on first down. It was a 28-yard pass play, but they'll run to the left side and have it get knocked out of bounds. Now I know why I wasn't hearing the crowd as clearly. We needed a crowd mic. It was still in the booth. I never put it in the window.
Oh, come on. We're the only crowd you need, man.
Well, you said you were going to hand it off to Sean and just let him make noise all night. Gain of 3 on the carry. It'll be 2nd and 7. Bo Leathers goes in motion. But they'll go with the ground game again, left side, taken by Allen. And he will get to the 47-yard line. Richie McMurray, among others, in on the stop and third down.
Richie McMurray, one of the Cardinals' representatives on the All-FCAC first team that was announced earlier this week. So congratulations to him.
I believe there were four who made the All-First team, and I think four or five more made the All-West Division team.
You are correct, and I'll give a shout-out to those names as we go along here.
7-0 Cardinals. Third down, call it third and five at the Greenwich 47. Shotgun snap is a wobbler that goes back, and it's climbed on top of by Allen. Wasn't even the quarterback getting the ball. It was Allen on what might have been a wildcat.
It sure was, yeah, because he was going to take the direct snap and do something with it, but the snap was wild over his shoulder. And the only thing he could do was just fall on the football to prevent a turnover. Now that brings up a fourth down.
It sure does. And it sets them all the way back at their own 42-yard line. So Noah Steele ready to take a punt with 8:25 to go in the first. Stepping up and punting it away is Campbell. And it's short. And it's a wobbler, and it takes a Greenwich turn and is downed at the 44-yard line. So bit of a break for the Cardinals. And curious that it was Campbell punting and not David Nadolny, who we had listed as the punter.
Yeah, he's their usual two-way player. He's their punter and their kicker. He's a third-year starter for them. This is his junior year, so a little surprising that he wasn't out there for that play. But if you're Greenwich, this is about as good of a start as you could have hoped for. You know, you get the football, you go right down the field, and your defense, you know, of course, due to errors on New Britain's own side, they get a three and out after a big play. So Cardinals set up in business here once again.
Three receivers out to the right, one out to the left. First down at the 45-yard line in Greenwich territory. Off the play fake, D'Angelo. Off the right side, tries to work his way through that gap. He'll tumble across midfield and get down near the 47-yard line. Julius Mendez, the outside linebacker, a sophomore, helped make the stop. It'll be second and two after a gain of eight.
Yeah, New Britain has struggled between the tackles to stop the run this season. So, you know, it worked the first time for D'Angelo, as we saw on the touchdown run. So I would expect him to go right back to that periodically.
7:45 remaining in the first quarter off a play fake. That ball is knocked down and incomplete. Getting a hand on it is Dandrade, who's been all over the field to start this game. It'll bring up third and two.
Yeah, you wanted to throw a short crossing route there over the middle, but it was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and those balls are often a little dangerous because if they get hung up in the air, they kind of land in no man's land there for somebody to make an interception on. But fortunately for him, it fell to the ground.
So third and two at the New Britain 47. Shotgun snap right back to the ground. And Lopez just ducking under and then diving for the first down. He'll get it with a gain of three to the 44.
Yeah, Lopez has been so good this year at situational awareness, understanding where he is on the field, how many yards he needs to get for the first down, and that's a perfect example of fighting for just the amount of yards that he needs, gets it done, moves the chains, first down for the Cardinals.
Javier Cruz tapped him down. A first down at the New Britain 44-yard line. 7-0 Greenwich, 7:15 to go first quarter. Trips out to the left. Low snap, Lopez the handoff. Busts right up the middle. Hard running for about four, believe it or not. It really was not that much, but he's just so explosive right off the contact.
Well, and Greenwich will take that play all night if they can get it. 4 or 5 yards of carry from him is going to mean that they're holding on to the football. Time of possession's in their favor. They're able to get these long drives going and sustained. That's the way Greenwich wants to play this game tonight.
I have the huddle feed on my phone so I can keep an eye on it. It's very weird because the closed captioning is on. I'm watching my own words come back at me. A half minute, you know.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Second and five. Off a fake. It goes right back to Lopez and Hector ducking down. They're only going to give him a yard to the 38-yard line, bringing up a third and four. And yes, every booth up here except us has turned the lights off. The glare can get you off the lights.
Oh, is that what's going
on? That's what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Gotcha.
Not as bad as it was in the old Cardinal Stadium booth, which was legendarily horrific. Third and four. From the 43, trips to the left. Now a look back to the sideline. O'Donnell had been adjusting. Now he sets up. He's out left. D'Angelo takes, looks to throw. Deeper drop. Now sets. He's going to lob it down near the goal line. It is incomplete. Just past the 10. He was trying to hit. Was that George Minchin, 18, who he tried to catch up with? I think it was.
Yeah, he was running a fly route down the seam on the far hash mark, and good job of defense there by New Britain. Maybe a little bit of contact down the field by both sides.
Or it might have been Alex Merdelja who he was trying to catch up with. But either way, it's fourth and four. Cardinals are going to go for it.
Yeah, it was Merdelja who was running the fly pattern there.
And D'Angelo will empty the backfield five wide. Three to the left, two to the right, on fourth and four at the Golden Hurricane 38, and now flags fly. And it looks like they got the Cardinals for a jump.
Yeah, that's a killer penalty.
This was another thing the Cardinals struggled with on Thursday, pre-snap penalties.
Oh, my goodness. Both teams, but yeah, Greenwich
yes,
did not do
teams.
Themselves any favors, that's for sure.
That is true. Punt on the way.
And that third down call told me that they were going to go on fourth down.
Chest high snap. It is punted away. And short with a fair catch called for at the 10-yard line.
The first punt is fielded at the New Britain 10-yard line.
So New Britain will get the ball there. A timeout on the field. 5:24 remaining in the first quarter. And Greenwich with a 7-0 lead on the 52-yard run by D'Angelo.
Yeah, just to finish that point, so you throw a deep pattern on a third down when you know you're going to go for it on fourth, and a penalty short circuits their opportunity to go for it on fourth, you know, much like a penalty short circuited their attempt at a two-point conversion after the touchdown. So a little bit of disorganization from Greenwich here in the first quarter, despite the fact that they've played in general pretty well at the start of this game.
Campbell in shotgun. He's got a receiver out to the left with a man in motion. Play fake. He's going to give it off right side. Allen. Allen making the turn in his best run of the night so far. He'll get about eight out near the 18-yard line. Brought down by Jack Carroll. They'll give him seven, so they'll move him back a yard. Make it second and three. Off the shotgun snap again, a play action. Then a fake and a throw comes out to Rodriguez. And Elias Rodriguez will stretch across the 20, out near the 25, for a gain of seven and a first down.
Yeah, that's all Rodriguez with the yards after the catch there. Because initially when he caught it, he was surrounded by Cardinal defenseman, but did enough to he has enough elusiveness and quickness that he can pick up a few yards after the catch and get a first down.
Card showing blitz, passes low, but it's caught at the 25, trying to spin around, but unable to get out of the tackle near the 26-yard line. That happened so fast, we'll see who the receiver was over there.
Oh, you know who it was.
I think it was Rodriguez, yeah.
It was a fine young man.
It was a fine young man.
Yeah. But good pursuit on that play by Greenwich's secondary. Jack Carroll led the charge on that one.
You sure about that? This isn't West Hill out here tonight.
Well, you know.
Second and a long eight. Play action. Throwing. That's caught and dropped at the 45. Perfectly thrown. But he was unable to come up with it down near the Greenwich 45-yard line.
Boy, in New Britain, this is one of the things that they do really well. They hit the home run in the passing game as good as anybody in Class AA this season. And this is another one of those opportunities that they had. I'm sure the receiver would like to have that one back.
Yeah, it was intended for Amari Bo Leatherwood. It'll bring up third and eight. They're not putting down and distance on the scoreboard tonight, so we're having to keep an eye on that. Two receivers out to the left. Campbell rolling to his left. Campbell tucking and starting to run. He stands no chance. He'll get taken down at the 31-yard line. Good, hard effort by George Zeal, the middle linebacker, to bring him down. They are short of a first down, but it brings up a fourth and four.
Kendall flush out of the pocket was brought down by Andy Stone, short of the first down marker. It'll be fourth down for the Bowling Hurricanes.
Yeah, it is fourth and four. Be interesting that if to see if they do go for this at their own 30-yard line.
Now dropping back to punt it away is Campbell. Oh,
I see.
And the Cardinals say, no, no, we want a timeout. So Greenwich will spend a timeout with 3:20 remaining in the first quarter. They have a 7-0 lead here at Cardinal Stadium. Ludlow has a 7-0 lead at Darien High School. And a look in on Staples, no score first quarter in that one. Thank you to all the games that are free to watch online tonight.
Yeah, Coach Morello didn't see, he saw something he didn't like with either the way New Britain was lined up or the way that Greenwich was set to cover the punt. So figured it's safe to take the time out, talk it over, make sure you're on the same page. The All-FCAC first teamers were announced earlier this week, and we mentioned Richie McMurray already this season. Want to also recognize Peter Von Velakis, Jack Carroll, and Hector Lopez, along with Richie, who were the first teamers this year. And also the FCAC All-West team was named as well. The members of the team honored with that were MJ D'Angelo, Santi Parra, Matt O'Donnell, Jack Kelly, Noah Steele, Guy Germain, Chase Inesta, and Colin Falla. So congratulations to all, young men.
Very well done. And now they're going to go for it, at least it looks like it. But will Campbell drop back? Yes, he does. And now Steele flies from his position to work as a punt returner. And the punt better than the first try. Steele falls down with it at the 39-yard line. Nancy Chelwick busted in the door very quickly with candy bars.
She really wanted to hear who was on the All-FCAC first team.
Well, between that and you've got the cutest fan keeping an eye on you to your right.
Well, there are a lot of fans keeping their eyes on me, let me tell you.
Not sure why they're watching you, but that's a whole different topic.
You know what?
That's a whole different topic. 7-0 here. 3:13 to go. First quarter. Hey, the clubhouse tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. I'll have a little more to say about that as we go along. Trips out to the right, one out to the left. A first down for the Cardinals. Four-man rush for the Golden Hurricanes. Quick pass comes out to the right side. Here's O'Donnell on a screen. 40, gets a man right on his back. He gets to the 44-yard line on a gain of four, and Elias Rodriguez is all over the field to start the game tonight.
Yeah, he sure is. I mean, there are a number of New Britain defenders who are known for making big plays, and Elias, team captain, he's one of them.
Class double M is Bristol Central and Bunnell, and I just see that they've got a good solid half inch of snow on that field up there. Second down, shoulder fake, throw, deep side, left side, that's caught inside the 30, down the left sideline, touchdown. It's Blake Martin. And a long touchdown pass play gives the Cardinals a 13-0 lead.
We were hoping to see some fireworks from this Greenwich passing game tonight, and MJ finds Blake Martin. It's a perfect ball down the left sideline, hits him in stride, and Blake Martin does the rest for the touchdown.
Extra point try coming up. Ravina on for the 14th point, and it is up, and it is good. 2:31 to go in the first quarter. All Greenwich so far. They have a 14-0 lead. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
14-0 here. and Britton getting ready to get the ball back.
No better time for Blake Martin to have his longest pass play of the season. And a touchdown and two-score lead for the Cardinals here late in the first quarter.
And here is that kickoff. End over end takes a bounce at the five and heads into the end zone. Adil Sasse Conte was the deep man, and he elected it to let it go. Naugatuck up 7-0 on Notre Dame West Haven. That game early. Ludlow Darien still 7-0 Falcons. And Staples up 7-0 on Manchester.
See if New Britain can get something going here offensively. We've seen flashes of it so far in this game, but they haven't been able to put a sustained drive together.
If you have not seen the Class LL bracket, I will break the news for you in a moment. Rodriguez starts in motion. He's going to carry it on a sweep, and that's not going to go anywhere. Or does it? He hung in there and broke to the outside, and he'll get about 7 along the far sideline. Looked like he was bottled up at the line of scrimmage, but he snuck away.
He sure did. He snuck out to the far sideline, was able to pick up a few more yards there.
They gave him 6. Second and 4. 2:20 remaining, first quarter. Shotgun snap taken. Back it goes Allen. Allen on the right side tries to fight. There's not much there. Chase Anesta came flying in, but I don't think ultimately he made the stop. It'll be Santi Parra in the middle of that for a third down play.
How fun has it been to watch Santi Parra this season? He's been all over the place.
His development has been off the charts. He has really been spectacular. Third and 3. Thought about a reverse, faked it, went back to the ground. Nothing there. They'll lose yardage. Back to the 25 they go. Allen again on the carry. Nothing doing. Loss of 2. It'll bring up 4th and 5.
And that's great discipline by that front 7 of the Cardinals. Not going for the fake. You know, staying at home. Keeping the ball in front of them. Able to bring down the ball carrier for a minimum game.
We told you about Allen running for nearly 8 yards a carry on 1,487 yards and 23 touchdowns. Right now they're going for it on 4th and 5. Now Campbell drops back, and he will go to punt formation. Steele will fly back as well, and here comes the punt. A wobbler toward midfield. Noah Steele able to climb on it at the 49. As I believe members of the Golden Hurricanes band have just made their way in across the way. I always say better late than never.
There must have been an accident on the Merritt Parkway or something. I don't know what to tell you.
Traffic has been rather absurd. 58 seconds remaining first quarter, 14-0 Greenwich. And the Cardinals with a chance to really put a firm fingerprint on this first quarter.
Well, and once again, they're starting with great field position, right at midfield, more or less.
They start at their own 49. Two receivers out to the right, one out to the left. Lopez started in motion. Hector will take the handoff. Bouncing and bobbing, he'll get a yard. Right to midfield he goes. And out of the pile came Dimitri Bishop. Defensive end. It'll be 2nd down and 9. We didn't really have a lot of time to talk about the touchdown, but what worked for me on that touchdown pass was the shoulder fake. Not something we've seen a lot of this year.
No, and we've been waiting to see this passing game really open up and become a consistent threat that defenses have to respect. And if you can draw it up like that and execute like that, that's something for defenses to keep in mind.
Empty backfield, but D'Angelo bounces off the first man, had to run up the back of one of his linemen, stretches for about 2 inside midfield to the 48-yard line on what is likely the final play of quarter number 1, and the clock will expire. First quarter in the books. Greenwich up 14-0 on New Britain. Win tonight, they move on to Sunday, and they might be playing Staples once again. It's either them or Manchester on Sunday. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Start of quarter number 2 at Cardinal Stadium. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy, Sean Kilkelly in the studio. 14-0 Greenwich. Sheehan leading Granby 7-0. And Sonia on top of Valley Regional 16-0. Staples now a 14-0 lead on Manchester as Justin Halke blocked a punt and Davis Crandall scored it for the touchdown. Cardinals now from right to left on third down, 3rd and 8, rolling right. D'Angelo, he fires a rocket that is incomplete. Almost intercepted. He was trying to thread it in to Hudson Squires on the sideline.
Broken up by Allen.
But Jaden Allen got a hand on it. It's fourth down.
It'll be first and 10 for New Britain.
No, it's fourth down. Cardinals have to punt it away.
Excuse me. It'll be fourth down for the Cardinals.
As you hear Nick Vesco say.
You're excused, Nick. It's okay.
Yeah, Nick makes no mistakes. Here comes the punt. High and wobbling, heading to the right. Takes a Cardinal roll. And it will get down
inside the 20
near the 17-yard line. 11:41 remaining in the first half. And the Cardinals with a 14-0 lead if you're just joining us on a cold night here at Cardinal Stadium, 35 degrees at kickoff.
And if you're just joining us, where have you been?
That's a great question.
Yeah. If you haven't been listening from the start, why not?
These are questions I'd like to have answered.
These are the important questions. Cardinals defense has done a good job bottling up Jaden Allen to this point. This New Britain offense has not been able to get going as a result.
They will rush 4 on first down with motion in the backfield and hand it off. Looked like it went to Rodriguez, who got maybe a yard, maybe 2, out near the 20. Max Marek in on the stop.
It's a good opportunity for me to give a shout-out to Max's family. I know Mother Julie Marek gave us the thumbs-up before this game, and she usually gives us a thumbs-up every time we're here at Cardinal Stadium. I have more to say about that after this coming-up play here.
That's called a tease. 2nd and 9. Looking to throw. Campbell now in trouble. And they've got him, sort of, maybe, blow the whistle, and the play is dead. Kratz not reacting. It was very weird. It'll be 3rd down, though.
Because he did a good job of fighting away from the initial pressure, but he ran right into the arms of Santi Parra, who introduced himself at the end there.
Campbell makes it back to the line of scrimmage.
He got right back. I think he lost a yard, so I think by definition it would be a sack.
I think you're right, yeah.
And the sideline marker worked back about a yard. So 3rd and 10. Off play action. Setting up, rifling it. That is caught, and what a catch. That pass was high, but able to haul it down was Dandrade for a first down to the 34-yard line.
That's a great play. Great throw by Campbell into traffic there. Great catch able to hang on there by Dandrade to move the chains.
One receiver out to the right on first down. Allen will take the handoff, trying to sweep to the left side, and nothing there. Oh, that went nowhere.
Stop for a loss by Justin Carroll.
Justin Carroll was the first one to hit him, blitzing in.
We've talked about Santi Parra having such a good season on defense. Justin Carroll is another linebacker who has really emerged for the Cardinals defense this season. And he was all over that play.
Loss of 5. 2nd and 15. 14-0 Cardinals. 9:42 remaining in the first half. Three receivers out to the right. Allen stays in the backfield with Campbell, who claps the hands, uses play action, now a shoulder fake of his own. Steps out to his right, kind of tosses it. It'll go as an incomplete pass, but boy, that was kind of an excuse me.
Well, and he's fortunate he even got rid of that football because Jack Kelly came in there to deliver a hit right at the end of the play there. He's fortunate that's an incompletion and not a sack.
So it'll be third down. And he's also lucky it wasn't a fumble the way that ball came out.
Yeah, it easily could have been, yeah.
9.5 remaining, first half at Cardinal Stadium. Head coach Isaiah Boddy sending three receivers out to the right. Campbell facing now a four-man, maybe a five-man rush. Cardinals showing blitz. Here it comes. Rolling right. Lobbing it right. That is incomplete. Intended for Leatherwood at the 40-yard line on the sideline. And I'll tell you what, he was kind of there all alone. Jack Carroll was in coverage, but a yard or two away.
Yeah, and that wasn't a particularly good throw by Campbell because it was thrown towards the middle of the field and not towards the sideline. Carroll fortunately wasn't able to turn around and look for the football, but good job by the Cardinals defense. Again, getting after Campbell. They've done a good job with their pass rush, forcing him into some bad throws here in another punt situation here.
Campbell ready to punt it away. As the Golden Hurricanes cannot get their offense going, and someone did jump. It's going to be a false start against the Hurricanes, their first penalty of the night. Richie Rashika, happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays to you and to Nancy and the whole family. Thanks for your text.
I do have to finish that point about the Merrick family at some point here.
Yes,
when we get a second.
Steele standing back at his own 48. Takes a wobbling punt off a good rush by the Cardinals. He'll take it on the bounce at the 45, and now they're going to rule it dead at midfield. Steele kind of looking a little befuddled, but they'll take the ball right there with 9:12 remaining in the first half. And now story time with Dan Murphy.
Well, yeah, I mentioned Max. He's one of the team captains. His mother always gives us the we have another fan right here.
That's
in our booth
we
next
have,
door.
See?
All right. Hey there, buddy. Little cute toddler looking at me.
I believe that is a Morello toddler looking at
oh,
me.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
So.
Awesome. So anyway, we like to joke sometimes that we have a national following, but
yes.
The Merrick family does listen from wherever they may be across the country, and there are Merricks scattered all over America who might be tuning in this evening, so good evening, everyone, if you're tuning in. Great to have you with us.
Merdella in motion, a shotgun snap taken on first down. They'll give it off. It's Lopez. Lopez tackled up high but taken down after a gain of about six down near the New Britain 44-yard line.
Right side handoff to Lopez is good for 6 yards.
Yeah, like I said, those six-yard runs by Lopez are not anything special in the box score, but you keep eating away the yards 6 yards at a time, that is a good sign that your offense is clicking on all cylinders.
The great Hank Stram said it best. Keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys. Second and four. Motion again in the backfield. A receiver to each side. Heavy up front. It's D'Angelo on the quarterback run. Runs to the right side and a finger. Got grabbed by the fingertips. Little ankle tackle saved a touchdown.
At the very least, it saved a big gain because he was on the loose again down the sideline.
It was Rodriguez to make the stop and a first down for Greenwich down to the 32-yard line.
That's been the story of this game so far, is the things that these teams have done well all season. Greenwich has been able to run the football, play their style of football. New Britain has not been able to. They've not been able to run the ball themselves and keep the ball for long possessions. And obviously the scoreboard tells the story in that respect.
One receiver to each side. Lopez at the hip of D'Angelo, who will throw that ball batted in the air. Blake Martin makes the catch and leans down to the 25. When it goes right, it goes right. It's going right. That's a gain of six.
Yeah, Martin's the only receiver on that side of the field, so that ball's going to him no matter what. But he does a good job of adjusting to the tip and reading the football and able to come back to it to make the catch and then dive forward to pick up a few yards afterwards.
Michael Mineo comes in as a receiver out to the right. on second and let's call it four. At the 26, back to the ground. Lopez just tumbling forward. Got tripped up. Forward progress won't give him the first down. It'll get him to the 23, bringing up third and a yard. 14-0 Greenwich, 7:05 remaining in the first half.
Yeah, Lopez is running the ball well so far tonight. That last play could have been a much bigger game if he doesn't get tripped up there. Bringing in their big package here on third and one.
And it's D'Angelo straight ahead, who looked like he was going to go down, stays up, barrels one over. He'll get a first down with ease. And Dandre threw him a shoulder to bring him down. It's a first down at the 18.
Yeah, Greenwich not even fooling around there. They bring in their big package. They put D'Angelo under center, and they say, here, MJ, run the QB sneak up the middle and pick up the first down, and that's what he does.
First down at the New Britain 19. Play action, left side incomplete, intended for Martin. That's the third pass they've gotten a hand on. That got batted down.
Yeah, and that's not something we're accustomed to seeing from MJ in this passing game. So you're not sure if that's something that he's doing or if that's something that New Britain is scheming. They're telling their guys to get their hands up when he's back to throw. That could be possible as well.
St. Joe's and Watertown. Watertown down 21-0 to the Hogs. So it's going well for St. Joe's. Second and 10. Screen goes out to the right. It's Lopez to get inside the 15 down near the 13-yard line. Brought down by Bishop. And bringing up third and call it five, maybe four.
I'll have to see how that goes down in the scorebook, but that might have been a backwards pass.
It might have been, but I thought it was a screen. But you're right. Receiver to each side, Lopez in the backfield. On third and four. D'Angelo takes it, he's going to run it himself left side. Tumbles over as he gets upended. He is short of the first down. He'll get three down to the 10, but it's going to be fourth and about a yard and a half. And they're sending a play in. They're going for it. The foot is on the accelerator, Dan. They are full throttle.
Yeah, I mean, if you could run the football the way they have to this point, you certainly have confidence that they can get a yard here on fourth and short.
Look back to the sideline.
Got plenty of time here. Play clock at 12.
And now I believe New Britain wants a timeout.
Timeout called by New Britain.
They do. 5 minutes remaining exactly, first half. 14-0 Greenwich.
This drive has taken more than 4 minutes off the clock. And Rob, you feel like this is a pretty pivotal moment in this game. You know, Cardinals driving in the red zone. They got a fourth and short. You know, chance to go up three possessions here.
Sure.
So I like this timeout here by New Britain, trying to regroup their guys, refocus. You know, hey, let's get a stop here. Let's get the football back. Keep them at a two-possession lead so that we can get our offense going here.
Berlin on top of Rockville, 12-7 in Class M. That is second quarter. And they look back, 14-7, Darien leading Ludlow. And Staples on top of Manchester, 14-3.
So if the Cardinals were to win tonight, they would get the winner of that game, correct?
Correct. Although now it's 14-0. I just refreshed the feed, so might have been an error with the score bug on the broadcast. Here, 5 minutes remaining, first half, and fourth, and call it a long two. Lopez in the backfield with D'Angelo, a receiver out to each side. Four-man rush planned by the Golden Hurricanes. To the ground. Shut down initially, and they're not going to get it. Able to blow the play up on the handoff going to Lopez was Julius Mendez, and the Cardinals will turn it over on downs.
It's a good job by New Britain's defense standing tall there in the red zone, and Coach Morello is not happy with a couple of his guys as they come off the field. I don't know if there was a missed assignment there because New Britain brought pressure and it wasn't picked up. So they're going to have a nice little discussion about it on the sideline, I think.
We'll check back in on the Fairfield prep game. They were the ones who kicked off the earliest. But when we have a moment, I want to spend a little bit of time on one of the classes, and we'll get to that. But New Britain will go back to the ground. And they will fight to get to the 13. Gang tackled in the middle of all of that. It was Allen with, you name it. I'll put Jack Carroll as the number I see out of the pile, but they're all there.
The Congress of Cardinals.
That really was a Congress of Cardinals. I have no problem admitting that. It's Class Double M I want to spend a moment on when we have a second. Back to Allen they go on the ground, fighting to the right side as Jack Kelly helped bring him down. He'll get to the 18, closer to the 20-yard line, bringing up third and two, and 4:14 remaining in the first half. The reason I want to get to Class Double M is because Windsor was supposed to play Northwest United, if you don't know the story there. But duty calls here on third and two with a four-man rush from the near hash. They'll try to sweep to the left side, making the turn. Dandrade had some open field, but did he get enough for the first down? He made the turn off the left side, and I don't know. Did he?
Boy,
he did. Boy, he got it.
It was close. Yeah, it was a lot closer than I thought it would be.
They're moving the chains. It'll be a first down. That game was ruled a forfeit because Northwest United did not have enough healthy players. First down. Allen, left side, makes the turn, gets stacked. He'll get two. Out near the 23-yard line. Another Congress in the middle of it, Justin Carroll among them.
I bet if they had Doug Kerr and a few of his friends, they would have had enough healthy players.
Doug Kerr plays at West Hill now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, my mistake. That's right. He's a busy guy. I lose track of where he is.
Plays hockey occasionally. Play action. Pass goes outright. That's complete. And this becomes a foot race. And here's Rodriguez. But
the ball's out. It's a fumble.
It got stripped away, and it's Greenwich football. Rodriguez took it, went out to the 49, and it was stripped away for the first turnover of the night, and it's Greenwich football.
I couldn't tell if the ball just slipped out of his hands or if it was punched out, but it was punched out forward, and Chase Anesta was right there to fall on the ball near midfield for the turnover.
So the Cardinal offense will come back out. Ball at the 49. 3:03 remaining first half. Cardinals have two timeouts. Twins to each side. Motion now. And that's going to get flipped around. This is an option pass. Set and throw. It's underthrown and intercepted. It was an option pass. And you and I have talked about the Cardinals not doing a lot of gadgets. They tried it there on a Zachary Smith throw, and it's intercepted.
I think, yeah, the play was there to be made, and he double-clutched the ball when he was going to throw it. If he throws it right away, I think he's got O'Donnell wide open for the catch. But because he had to hesitate, that gave New Britain's defense a chance to get back and make the play. So after all that, it's first and 10 for New Britain.
Yeah, at the 27-yard line, far hash, left to right, white uniform tops. They trail 14-0 to Greenwich. Shotgun snap here. Allen will take it. Now it's a pitch on a double reverse. Little dipsy doodle play goes left side complete. And a big pass play on that left side. Down to the Greenwich 44. What is going on here? The double reverse flea flicker works.
New Britain tries their own bit of trickery here, but we do have a flag on the far side.
And it's coming back.
This is going to come back, yeah.
It was Rolfi Terrero Vidal who made that catch. But it is all for naught. And that penalty is going to set up New Britain all the way back at their own 17-yard line. So the holding penalty costs them. And now play action again. They'll go right, and Jack Kelly with an immediate hit on Rodriguez at the 23. They'll put him at the 25, bringing up a second and 13. 2:20 remaining first half. Two timeouts for the Hurricanes.
All right, I think I'm finally caught up on all my notes here. There was a lot of action there for 30 seconds of game time.
By the way, just breaking, Notre Dame, Oregon, Texas, Penn State. They are the top four in college football right now. Left side turn here for Allen. Allen can't break out of the tackle as he is dragged down by Jack Kelly. He was able to get about six, bringing up third and four, make it five at the New Britain 33 with 1:40 remaining in the first half. Off the snap, bouncing. Allen turns right. He still gets hit, flagged down at the end of the play. He'll get to the 34, a gain of a yard, but let's see about the flag that came from the near side, and it's holding against New Britain.
We have a holding call against.
Yeah, because it was third down here, so will they take the penalty and push them back or decline and bring up fourth down?
You'd be looking at fourth and four.
And they will wave it off.
I was going to say, I'm looking for the man with no sleeves. I see him on the sideline. And Tony,
he's hard to miss.
He is completely impervious to all of this. He's just like, yeah, it's fine. It's football weather.
Love it.
His wife is in the next booth, and she's just learned to go with it. She knows what she's gotten into. They are keeping the offense on. The penalty was not accepted. It's fourth and four, and now dropping back to punt it away.
This is a very weird setup that they have.
Stepping to the right. Into it gets Campbell. Wobbling punt. Greenwich calls poison. That ball will get downed at the 28-yard line. Interesting decision, but I figure if I'm Isaiah Boddy, I'm thinking, if I accept the penalty, I got two plays to make 14 yards. Or if Greenwich accepts the penalty. If I just punt it away, it's 90 seconds remaining in the first half. What do I have to gain?
Yeah. So kind of a 50-50 chance there. You can see the reasoning behind either decision, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing. Like, now that gives you an extra time. You do have 1:21 on the clock here. You do have two timeouts.
Let's see what happens. Empty backfield. First down at the Greenwich 28. Lopez goes in motion from the near side, but it's going to be a quarterback draw by D'Angelo. MJ running across the 35. He'll get to the 37. That'll be a gain of about 9 and bring up second and a yard. But tick, 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 down to 107. Remaining first half, Greenwich leading 14-0. D'Angelo will empty the backfield once more. Two left, three right. He stands and waits on the shotgun snap. He will take it. Looks to his right, throws to his right. That is a diving catch made by Squires at the 44. It gives him a first down with 50 seconds remaining. That does stop the clock.
Nice throw and nice catch there.
Now the clock starts again. First down at the 43-yard line in Greenwich territory from right to left. They lead 14-0. One in the backfield is Lopez. Two stomps of the foot. Here's D'Angelo. Sidearms it right and hit immediately was Lopez, who got greeted by Corey Bates. And you know what? When you make a tackle like that, you become Corey Bates the second.
It forces an incompletion, too.
Yep, they made it incomplete. So it brings up, with 33 seconds remaining in the first half, a second down play at the Greenwich 43.
Which honestly is a help for the Cardinals, because otherwise they would have had to burn a timeout.
Empty the backfield again. The three receivers out to the left side. D'Angelo stretches the arms out. He takes. off a fake. He runs, breaks one tackle, gets to the midfield, stretches, tries to get the first down, doesn't get it. Gets about nine. Greenwich will have to take a timeout. He gets across midfield to the 49. It'll bring up third and two when we resume with 24 seconds remaining in the first half.
Third down and one. And now a Greenwich timeout.
Yeah, this is a situation where when you call a timeout, you're probably going to have two plays in mind. Your third down play for getting the first down, and then you're going to have a play that you can run on first down in case you don't want to spend your last timeout right after this third down play.
I will leave most of the scores to Sean Kilkelly at halftime. Darien is extending their lead. Staples continues where they were. Sean will bring you up to date. If he so chooses, I do not dictate his halftime show.
Sean is in complete control.
Oh,
so
I leave it to
you
him.
You know what? If he wants to talk about horse racing during the halftime show, that's okay, too.
He has talked wrestling in the past. I have heard it. Not sure he wants to talk about the New York Rangers right now, who look rather bad.
There'll be a lot of people in that boat right now.
Congratulations to the Boston Bruins, who celebrated their 100th anniversary of their first game on Sunday in a great drone video to hype you up for that one. Third and two. Lopez on the ground. Breaks through. He'll get a first down inside the 40 to the 36. That will stop the clock with 19 remaining in the first half. Greenwich with a 14-0 lead. Greenwich with one timeout. From under center, unusual. Clock running, and they clock it. And that's exactly why they went under center, down to 15.7 remaining in the first half.
Yeah, that's a good idea to keep your timeout in your pocket as long as possible. Because as long as you still have that timeout, your playbook is wide open. You can run anything you want. If you're wondering about field goal here, you want to get inside the 25-yard line to have a realistic shot. So they got to get another 10 to 12 yards on this next couple of plays.
Second and 10. D'Angelo to throw. Looks left, now looks right, and he can run. 35-30. Slides down with a hit at the 25. That would stop the clock with 7. Will Greenwich clock it and take their last time out? Will they clock? Let's see what happens. They'll clock it with 7.6 remaining. They still have one timeout remaining. It'll be 2nd and 10 when we resume with the ball marked at the 25. They are set. D'Angelo looks back to the sideline. Lopez will be in the backfield. A 4-receiver set, 2 going out to each side. And again, he's stepping up as if he's going from under center, and again will clock it.
Nah, I think they waved off the first one.
Why would they wave off the first one, though?
I don't know.
Very strange. But, Dan, that's run the clock down. Now, one thing to keep in mind, yes, there's an official in there, but the officials on the field get the ultimate say.
I think what happened was on the first one, he snapped it before the officials cleared
that's
it for play.
That's probably what it was.
So then they had to reset it. So now it's second down.
But they still have 5 seconds on the clock. We'll see if that's official. From shotgun he takes. He hands it off. It's Lopez on the carry. And an immediate timeout called for with 0.3 remaining. He got inside the 25 to the 23 on the handoff to Lopez. And now you're looking at what would be about a 40-yard try.
And that is right around the range that Julian Ravina had in warm-ups. He was kicking from left to right. This is going to be from right to left, but
there are no tassels on the flags here to give on the goalposts, rather, to give you any indication of any wind. 40-yard try to end the first half. Snap is good. Put down. Kick up on the way. Plenty of leg. It is good.
Good for that young man, Mr. Ravina. He's had sort of an up-and-down year at times, but That's about as clutch a kick as he has had this season, and he drilled it right down the middle.
And the Cardinals will head into the locker room with a 17-0 halftime lead on the New Britain Golden Hurricanes. If they keep this up, we have plans on Sunday, perhaps on the road at Staples. But we'll talk about all that and more as we continue on from here at halftime. Sean Kilkelly's got the halftime extravaganza. And again, our score, Greenwich 17, New Britain nothing. From Greenwich High School, you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering. Food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Well, who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah!
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Tuesday night. It's halftime. The Greenwich Cardinals with a 17-0 lead over New Britain. We'll get back out to the guys in a little while from now for third quarter action. Taking a look at some other scores in high school football, Staples now has a 28-0 lead over Manchester, and about just under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter in that game. Bunnell leads Bristol Central 8-6 late second quarter. Halftime, Wyndham leads Ledger 7-0. It is Newington over Weathersfield 13-6, under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Sheehan ahead of Granby, Canton 13-0. That game is at halftime. Late in the second quarter, New Canaan has a 14-0 lead over Maloney. Hand 21, New London nothing. That's at halftime. Massac 21, Torrington nothing at the half. It is Killingly way ahead of Ellington 35-0 in just at the start of the third quarter in that game. Darien 21, Ludlow 7, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Notre Dame of West Haven has an 8-7 lead over Naugatuck late in the second quarter. And it is Woodland 18, Cromwell Portland 7. That game is at halftime. The score right here again, Greenwich has a 17-0 lead over New Britain at halftime. Taking a look at what else is going on in the world of sports tonight, NBA action. The New York Knicks, they are at home against the Orlando Magic. That game set to start in just a few moments from now. Other games, Detroit at home against the Bucks. Pistons, they trail by 6 with 2.5 to play in the first quarter, 29-23. Wizards on the road in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. Cavs up 29-16, 2:58 to play in the first quarter. And the 76ers, they are ahead of the Hornets, 22-14, 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Taking a look at the ice this evening, the Islanders on the road in Montreal against the Canadiens. Opening frame there, and it is scoreless with 5:59 to play. Panthers and Penguins scoreless midway through the first period. Sharks at the Capitals, 8:50 to go in the first, no score in that one. Seattle and Carolina, they are knotted up at 1, 4 minutes to go in the first period. Red Wings and the Bruins tied at 1, 7:30 to play in the first period. Avs trailing in Buffalo against the Sabres, 3-0, 8:11 to play in the first period. Later on tonight, Vancouver on the road against Minnesota, the Wild. Top 25 men's college basketball action tonight at halftime. Villanova leading Cincinnati at home 37-28. Syracuse visiting Tennessee. That game is just about set to tip off. And taking a look at women's college basketball tonight, UConn 27, Holy Cross 17, 4:49 to go in the second quarter. Maryland leading at home against Mount St. Mary, 17-8. 8:59 to go in the second quarter. Once again, the score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals way ahead of New Britain, 17-0. We'll take a timeout and we will get set for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
I loved playing high school sports. I love the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Connecticut did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
At the Greens at Greenwich, they specialize in the care of persons with early to mid-stage memory impairment. Programs are tailored to meet the individual needs and preferences of each resident. Activities include the creative arts therapies, daily fitness, and cognitive groups, weekly trips to Westchester Broadway Theater, museums, and even Island Beach. Social, recreational, therapeutic, spiritual, educational, and cultural programs are all available. The staff of caring nurses offers wellness services. All of the amenities which focus on mind, body, and spirit include a secure outdoor garden and offer the residents an exceptional lifestyle. Menus are prepared by the Greens chefs and served in their home-like dining room. The highly trained staff of the Greens at Greenwich strives to provide exceptional service. The Greens at Greenwich, where all residents are recognized as persons of worth and treated with respect and dignity. Visit them online at thegreensatgreenwich.com. You spend a lot to insure your car and home. An experienced insurance agent can manage your insurance costs, fund the gaps in coverage, and save you money. And that's what you'll get when you speak with the professionals at Greenwich Independent Insurance.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, Greenwich Independent Insurance has provided responsive, uncomplicated, friendly, and efficient insurance products for our customers.
And I'm Nicole Lombardo. We are your Greenwich neighbors. We're about getting you affordable insurance policies and great insurance protection for your cars, home, boat, life, and for whatever your insurance needs may be.
And I'm Rick Wellington. Greenwich Independent Insurance has found insurance solutions for more than a century. We have the knowledge and experience to find the answers you need. Let's talk.
For your cars, home, life, and business, Greenwich Independent Insurance has the answers. Speak to an agent at 203-869-0302 and at greenwichinsurance.com.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. A lot of high school football action tonight. Cards up 17-0 over New Britain, third quarter. Coming your way in a few minutes from now. Other scores from the area: Fairfield Prep leads Kennedy 37-8 early third quarter. West Haven 6, Glastonbury nothing. Newtown 24, Amity nothing. Both those games late second quarter. Notre Dame of West Haven 8, Naugatuck 7. Sheehan 13, Granby Canton nothing. Brookfield 34, Law 7. And Hand shutting out New London right now 31-0. That game is late in the second quarter. Halftime score, St. Joe's 42 and Watertown nothing. At halftime, East Catholic and Bloomfield, they are knotted up at 14. And it looks like the snow has stopped falling, and Bristol Central is trailing Bunnell 8-6. That game is at halftime. Once again, the score right here, Greenwich 17, New Britain nothing. We'll take a timeout and then get set for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Connecticut's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
In 1976, Mario Gabelli laid the foundation of what would become a landmark in asset management. Today, Gabelli Funds manages $30 billion in assets for individuals and institutions alike. At Gabelli, located here in Greenwich, we don't just manage investments. We cultivate them through rigorous, bottom-up research, ensuring every decision is grounded in value and opportunity. Our investment solutions are diverse: value, growth, convertibles, and fixed income, crafted for the discerning investor who seeks more than just returns, but a partner who invests with purpose and insight. Experience investment guidance that's as personalized as it is powerful. Our commitment to you is echoed in every strategy, every insight, every risk-adjusted return. To discuss your investment plans, give our teammate Katie Durkin a call at 203-529-7525 or visit us at gabelli.com.
Gabelli Funds, LLC, is a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission and is a wholly owned subsidiary of GAMCO Investors, Inc., ticker symbol GAMI.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios. We're getting set for third quarter action. Greenwich with a 17-0 lead over New Britain. Here on the call for third quarter action, Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Thank you, Sean Kilkelly. 17-0 indeed the score. And again, we mentioned the clubhouse tomorrow, by the way. I just want to finish that point. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, not our usual 7 o'clock start. And we're accepting donations for the Community Center of Northern Westchester at Hotel MTK in Mount Kisco. You can bring a food item. Also, you can make a cash donation, and if you check our Facebook page, there is a link you can click on to donate to the Community Center of Northern Westchester. And the other thing that Dan said I had to promote is my radio show, Meet the Beatles, on Sunday morning at 9. And heck, I got to promote it because Dan gave me new music with birthday, Christmas items that I was overwhelmed by. So thank you for that.
Hard to believe that that was new stuff. For you, because you pretty much have just about everything at this rate.
You're better set on the solo stuff than I am, but
that's a fair point.
Yeah. Well, you've got so many of those deluxe sets, but I did get the Band on the Run deluxe, and boy, just great stuff. Was playing some of it today, and the Butcher cover, as you told me, the album that you got me was the infamous Butcher cover photo, which I got to get a frame for that.
If you're a Beatles fan, you know exactly what he's talking about. And, yeah, those are good pieces to display around the living room. And they're good conversation starters because somebody will just look at that and they'll be like, what in goodness's name is that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know someone who's never seen that photo. And I said, get ready. I showed her and she went, oh, what were they thinking?
A lot of people were thinking that back in 1966,
yeah,
that's for sure.
And the album cover got scrapped. 17-0 here. Cardinals in good shape, but a long way to go in this game. Second half kickoff getting ready to come right now with Cissé Conte, the deep man, to the near side, as well as Corey Bates. And Alex Kay ready to put it in the air. Kvarta Skilja makes the approach and the boot. High and end over end. Cissé Conte off the fingertips at the 12. Near side, makes a turn to his right. Stops at the hash mark, double clutches, goes back to the further right side, past those hash marks, brought down at the 24-yard line. Santi Parra made the stop.
Yeah, a long way to go in this game because, you know, even though they've struggled offensively in this first half, this is a dangerous New Britain squad who can catch fire at any time. First half stats, total yardage, Greenwich led that category, 226-91. Greenwich has done basically everything that they've needed to do to be in control of this football game. They've played very well offensively. Their defense obviously has held a New Britain squad that scored over 30 points a game to 0 points in the first half. We'll see if they can keep it going here in the second half.
First down, they will try the ground. Looked like Rodriguez took the carry, and he will stretch forward near the 29-yard line on a gain of 5. Parra and Carroll in on the stop. Jack Carroll, to be exact. 17-0 Greenwich, D'Angelo, Martin, and Ravina, the scorers this evening. Give him 6, second and 4. It's Allen trying the right sideline. He's not going to get much, and in fact, I think he's going to lose maybe back beyond the 30. He had a lot of people over there, including, call him the great Peter Vumbelakis, because he has been a special one. Loss of a yard.
Special talent, special player. You know, you can't help but improve the quality of the play of the guys on either side of you when you're as good as he is, as a big a leader as he's been for this team all season long.
And a special kid, too. There are players and kids that you you get to know him. We've gotten to know Mr. Von Vlachis pretty well between watching George play and, of course, now Peter finishing his high school career. Both excellent athletes. Third and five at the 29-yard line. A receiver out to each side. Allen stays in the backfield with Donovan Campbell. Campbell to throw. Sets off a straight drop. Throws high and incomplete. Noah Steele, the defender, and Dandre, the intended receiver. And this crowd, cold, not a big crowd, and kind of stale right now with their team up 17.
Oh, but this has been the story of this game. New Britain has not been able to get anything going offensively. Greenwich has done a great job in neutralizing Jaden Allen in the running game, setting up New Britain in third and long where they have to throw the football, and they've not been able to keep drives going.
Punt time coming up for Campbell. Takes a high snap with a moment, steps up and gets into it. A wobbling and short kick taken on the run by Steele, and then a late fumble at the end of the play at the 47. Looks like they're going to whistle it dead, and they're saying New Britain got the ball. First turnover on the night for the Cardinals. Check that. Make it the second turnover, but nonetheless, a turnover.
First and 10, Golden Hurricanes at their own 47.
Yeah, so Cardinals give them a gift there. That's an unfortunate miscue there by Noah Steele.
By the way, Ludlow has cut their quarterfinal game to 21-13 with Darien. That is halftime over at Darien High School. And Staples up 28-0 on Manchester. Shotgun snap here on first down, trying a sweep to the right side. Looked like a handoff to Bo Leatherwood. And he might have gotten inches on the far sideline. Para was leading the charge. I thought five took the carry, but in any event, give him a yard, second and nine.
The other story of this game is starting field position. The Cardinals have only had one drive where they've started inside their own 30-yard line. New Britain has only had one drive start past their own 25.
Second and nine, far hash, shotgun snap. It's Allen right up the middle. And this Cardinal defense has done a remarkable job of bottling him up. He got a yard to the 48-yard line, but Von Vlachis, McMurray, doesn't matter. Merrick, doesn't matter. They're all in the middle of it right now.
And that was second down, and what do you have now but another third and long, right,
yeah,
where you have to throw the football. And where I was going with that point about field position was, here's New Britain. They get second life off the muff on the punt. You've got great field position, and let's see if they can do something with it. They've got a tough play here coming up, though, third and long.
Third and eight. 17-0 Greenwich, 9:40 remaining, third quarter. And the officials whistling things dead. It's an equipment concern for Allen, so he has to trot off.
Well, that's pretty significant.
Todd Samuel will replace him in the backfield.
He has to come out for this play.
Right. He lines up at the right hip of Campbell on third and eight. A man goes in motion. That's Dandrade. Looking to throw off a play-action fake. He steps up. Campbell off a pump fake. Now starts to run. Breaks a tackle. He'll get the first down, carrying people down near the 40-yard line in Greenwich territory. 13 and a first down for New Britain.
Boy, and that's just a case of Campbell making something out of nothing there. When the play breaks down, he takes off and improvises his way down the field to pick up the first down.
Bloomfield up 34-7 on East Catholic. Two receivers out to the right, one near side left, one in the backfield as Allen returns. No, actually it's Samuel, and Samuel's going to take it. He'll get a yard to the 40.
Yeah, but what you notice on every one of these run plays is that there are at least three or four Cardinal helmets in there on the tackle. That's been the case all night long.
It's like it's an entirely different performance than what we saw on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, they're swarming to the football. They're making plays in the run game. Defensive backs are playing well in coverage.
No gain on the carry. Second and 10 at the Greenwich 41. A long handoff, and it goes on a connection with Samuel. He'll take it inside that 40, get it down there to the 35-yard line. What I mean by a long handoff is there's that mesh point where you give the ball off. Campbell held it in Samuel's and kind of in his chest for an extra moment.
Wonder if they had trouble with the exchange there.
Or is that a read option play where Campbell can pull it back and do something with it?
It could have been. That's possible.
Leatherwood comes out near side. Anthony Soto is a tight end on the left side. Third and four. Waiting on the shotgun snap. Long snap count. Play clock down to four. Rolling left. Campbell sets. Able to get rid of it. It's incomplete. Overthrowing his receiver, Soto, down near the 15-yard line. But there were Cardinals breathing in on Donovan Campbell.
Yeah, I think McMurray was breathing down Campbell's neck on that play. And on the backside, that's good coverage in the secondary there. Jack Carroll providing the safety help over the top. So it's kind of a good thing that he overthrew that to the sidelines.
And the Golden Hurricanes, knowing the circumstances, a punt here really doesn't help them. They need four, so it's fourth and four at the Greenwich 35, and they will go for it.
Not much of a decision here. You're down three possessions.
And the Greenwich sideline saying, make some noise. Motion in the backfield. Campbell takes, uses play action, sends it out to the left, and that is broken up immediately. It was caught by Soto, but he got a big how you doing from Jack Carroll right as he caught the ball. He'll actually lose yardage, and the Cardinals get the turnover on downs.
That's just a great play by Jack Carroll there, reading that it's going to be a short pass in the flat, racing to the ball carrier and blowing up the play before it has a chance to really get going. And another big play by this Greenwich defense when they've had to have it, and they get the turnover on downs.
So here come the Cardinals. A first down at their own 37, near hash from left to right. Four-man rush, and MJ D'Angelo says, let me do it myself. On the quarterback keeper, he will push past the 45. He'll go for at least nine. They'll put him at the 46. He's short by a yard of the first down.
And that was about a 2-yard gain that turned into an 8-yard gain after contact. That's one thing that I've really admired about watching these Cardinals run the football is that they always fall forward. They're very rarely ever pushed back or pushed laterally. They're always falling forward for extra yards at the end of the play, whether that's D'Angelo or Lopez or somebody else.
And they gave him the first down, so a full 10 for D'Angelo. A four receiver set. It's Hector Lopez a little bit off the right edge, but he gets stacked up after about a yard to the 47-yard line. 17-0 Greenwich, 6:40 remaining in a quiet third quarter.
Now the Cardinals will take a quiet third quarter, that's for sure, given what the score is at this point.
Gets them that much closer to a state semifinal appearance, likely back at Staples. The Wreckers up 28-0 on Manchester. They are in apparently the second quarter of that one. On second down from the 49, it's Blake Martin. Martin to the far sideline. Martin makes the turn, and he'll be taken out of bounds, pushed out on the far side at the New Britain 36-yard line. Sase Conte made the stop.
Martin's had a great game so far tonight, hasn't he? He takes that little pop pass from D'Angelo in the backfield, beats his man to the far sideline for a big chunky yardage there and a first down. And then once again, you know, the Cardinals have played this game tonight on offense in New Britain territory, and here they are once again.
At the 36. Twins to the right, one to the left. Lopez in the backfield to the right hip of D'Angelo. D'Angelo on the keeper himself. And he works it down near the 30. Forward progress will get him there for a gain of six. Host of tacklers once again. Dandrade in the middle of it. Giovanni Rodriguez, whose name we haven't said a lot tonight, he made the stop as well. Second and four with 5:44 remaining in the third quarter.
Yeah, but you're chewing up that yardage 6 yards at a time. They'll take that.
Absolutely.
We gave a shout-out to the Merrick family in the first half, and I want to give a shout-out to our MD Rhodes family here in the third quarter. They are at home. I believe the three of them are watching the huddle feed and listening to us, so we want to say hello to them, and thanks for being a part of your Tuesday night entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Shotgun snap on second and four. It's Lopez again. Hector down to the 29-yard line. Good battle for him to get inside. Cesar Ellison making the stop. Well, the Doughies are here. That's important.
Well, I got two of them here. And Rainey's got about 27 of them at MD Rhodes headquarters there.
Yes, she does.
It's much better watching the Cardinals than watching the Ravens, isn't it?
I would. You don't want to tee me up.
Ah.
That's a division game for me.
Oh, I know you.
Third and four. I was pretty happy with the result on Sunday as the Steelers took care of the Bengals.
I don't think the Steelers are saying that they need to draft a quarterback next season.
A receiver to each side on third and four. And a whistle before the snap, and Tony Morello wants a timeout. And we get a timeout as well. 17-0 Greenwich, 4:29 remaining third quarter. D'Angelo started the scoring on a 52-yard touchdown run on the Cardinals' opening drive. Martin from 56 yards out took a pass and ran to the distance from D'Angelo. That made it 14-0, 14-0 after one, and Julian Ravina a 42-yard field goal. That came right at the buzzer at the end of the first half.
That was a little clinic in clock management there from the Cardinals at the end of the first half, wasn't it?
It sure was. By the way, it is all over at Rafferty Field. Rafferty Stadium, rather. Final score, Fairfield Prep 51, Kennedy 8. That is a final.
Not particularly surprising, the result there, right? But I think for Kennedy, they were a great story to go 7-3 this year and make the playoffs for the first time in, I believe, about two decades. So good for them on a good season.
But yeah,
something to hang your hat on for sure. Getting to this game tonight,
a five receiver set as Lopez motions out of the backfield, empty backfield on third and four. D'Angelo will do it himself. First down and more, makes a left turn. He'll tumble down inside the 15. It'll be a first down after a gain of 12, and the Cardinals moving forward. There is a down Golden Hurricane.
Yeah, he's down right in the middle of the field near the original line of scrimmage. So we'll check on him. Hopefully he's okay.
Newington up on Weathersfield, 20-6. And Prep all over, 51-8. My goodness, that is impressive. And there are people complaining about the 6th division and the 8 teams making it. Look, 48 teams, it's a lot. And that has been a complaint for a while. Too many teams, everyone getting a medal, that kind of thing. And, of course, what went on with Northwest United. And you don't like that story. You don't like seeing. I would have rather known, and I told you this before the broadcast, I would have rather seen that get involved on, or resolved rather, on Friday and give the number 9 seed in Class MM a chance to play in the playoffs. It was not to be. So you hand Windsor, the number 1 team in the entire state, according to the polls, you hand them a bye to the second round.
Yeah, I mean, I actually like the playoff expansion myself. It gives more schools a shot at postseason play. It keeps more teams in the mix late in the year. And, you know, we're all about expanding playoffs and all that. So it keeps it interesting, that's for sure.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Rob Adams, Dan Murphy with you. Cardinal Stadium in Greenwich. Just got a nice note from J.P. Muir. I miss the Muirs. They were wonderful to cover. J.P. and Gavin are cheering on the Cardinals tonight and remembering that last time when New Britain came here back in 2018. and they are listening and watching and so glad. Gavin was such a joy to watch, and those were very happy days in Cardinal land.
Oh, were they? That 18 team in general, yeah.
Greenwich won that game 49-13 back in 2018. Here they have a 17-0 lead. Ready to go on a first down inside the 15. Lopez bouncing to his left. No, it's a perfect play fake by D'Angelo. He runs in, faking out the whole school. Touchdown, Greenwich.
He faked out New Britain. He faked out both sidelines. He faked out the broadcasters. And all alone once he takes off with it. Into the end zone, unblocked. Perfect textbook touchdown run. And the Cardinals pouring it on here on the ground offensively.
I remember Gavin Muir once running a touchdown and faking me out badly. Extra point coming up. And nightmare fuel for me, but it is up and good. And the Cardinals with a 24-0 lead. We'll take a timeout from Cardinal Stadium. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups, along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
By the way, I pulled up the box score on that game. Oh, baby. Wait until you hear these numbers. But first, the kickoff. Here it comes, and the Cardinals could put points on the board. Up to get it. It goes over the head of Cissé Conte. Now he picks it up at the 4. It bounced away from him as he slid, and he gets knocked down at the 3. Too many Cardinals back there, among them Hunter Woods, to bring him down. That day, 2018, Gavin Muir went 16 of 25 for 321 yards and 3 touchdowns. And oh, by the way, 7 carries for 53 yards and a touchdown run.
That's not a bad day at the ballpark, right?
No, it very much was not.
You know what one of my favorite stats about that 18 team is? So in the playoffs, we mentioned that they won their quarterfinal game 49-13. In those 3 playoff games that they played, they outscored their opponents 133-13.
Yes.
Which implies that in the semifinal and final, they pitched a shutout.
34-0 over New Britain in the championship. First down, play fake. They're going to throw for it. And this is easily intercepted by Noah Steele at the 31. He tumbles down at the 35. Greenwich in business, up 24-0.
Great play by Noah Steele, atoning for his fumble earlier in the game. Good job of reading the quarterback's eyes there, being in position to catch the underthrown pass for the interception. And once again, Greenwich is set up with great field position in New Britain territory.
Craig Jones says, no one can fake me out. Best broadcaster east of the Mississippi. I mean, what about the west of the Mississippi?
Well, he's talking about me, right?
Oh, yes, that would be
you. Okay.
That would be
just making sure we're clear.
Oh, yep. Yeah. First down for the Cardinals on the far hash. Trips to the right. You can relax when it's 24-0. Waiting in shotgun. Here's D'Angelo on first down. He'll give it back to Lopez. Lopez breaking forward. He'll get 9. Tackled by Todd Samuel.
Hector Lopez wins his way up the middle. Close to another first down.
Almost to another first down, but they gave him 8.
Yeah, Lopez hasn't hit the home run tonight on the ground to this point, but he's been steadily chewing up the yards, 6, 7, or 8 yards at a time. That's exactly what you're looking for out of him.
Heard from Evan Dubin also. Thanks for the note. Second and call it 2. Showing blitz or the Hurricanes. Right back to Lopez, and the Cardinals snuff that out. It'll be a first down down near the 24-yard line, 2:57 remaining, third quarter, clock stopped. Weather for Sunday looking cool, but fairly sunny. mid-40s. Why? Because Dan and I would be standing outside once again.
It just needs to be dry. I can deal with cold, you know? I'm okay with that. I don't want to be soaked before kickoff.
Again,
though.
Showing blitz or the Hurricanes. Off the shotgun snap, pass goes right side, incomplete. There was a bad miscommunication there. Michael Mineo was the intended receiver, but he was a good 3 yards away from where that pass was thrown.
Yeah, I think Mineo turned to the inside looking for the ball there, but D'Angelo threw it to the outside. But ultimately, no harm as the ball hit the ground.
Second and 10. Two receivers left, one out to the right. Lopez in the backfield. And again, showing blitz. Lopez will take it, breaks one tackle, makes a turn, gets down near the 20. As he turned it inside, he'll get four and set up a third and six with 2:19 remaining in the third quarter.
Lopez drives up the middle for a few.
If it stays the way it's going right now, potentially, I thought games were 12:30 on Sunday, meaning a 12:20 pregame show for us, but I would advise you to check your local listings. Third and six. D'Angelo to throw. Just lobs it up and overthrows, just leading a little long, Martin. Martin was 3 yards deep in the end zone, and that pass was about 5 yards deep in the end zone. Fourth down.
Martin just runs that go pattern down the sideline, and he gets open. Not able to connect. They'll send out the field goal unit here.
For Julian Ravina, this would be, looks like a 39-yard try. He hit from 42 earlier, or from 40, excuse me. Snap, good. Put down, good. Kick on the way with a little twist to it. It is good.
Great job.
38-yarder, 1:43 remaining in the third, 27-0 Greenwich. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah. Yeah.
.143 remaining in the third. Cissé Conte among the deep men here with a kickoff, a line drive, and Cissé Conte on the run at the 11. Picks it up. Beg your pardon. That is Corey Bates. He made a turn and got out to the 25. So they actually switched the kickoff men on that one, and it returns it out to the 25-yard line. And it is all Greenwich right now.
Boy, and you really got to be feeling good if you're Julian Ravina. You've made two big kicks tonight. There's nothing like getting a little confidence going as the playoffs get going here. They've asked him to make a couple of what I would say far from routine field goals tonight, and he's delivered on both occasions.
Looks like New Canaan rolling on top of Maloney, 28-0 in that one. And I think they just scored again, 35-0 now. First down at the New Britain 25. Two receivers to the right. Play action, stepping back, throwing. That's high. Almost intercepted by Steele, who spreads his legs wide, puts his hands on his helmet, and says, "What did I just miss?" That ball fell into his hands.
Yeah, it was tipped off the hands of the receiver, and Steele didn't quite expect it to come his way. I think that's what happened there. He did get his hands on it, but wasn't able to bring it back in.
Second and 10. Cardinals on a four-man rush. Two receivers left in a tighter formation. They'll send one in motion with the Golden Hurricanes. That was Leatherwood. They'll go to the ground. Allen, who has got nothing going tonight, makes the turn, gets run out of bounds into the Greenwich bench. near the 35-yard line. It'll be a gain of 8, bringing up 3rd and a yard.
Allen tries the left side and is pushed out of bounds at his own 35 by Jack Carroll.
Jack Carroll made the stop. You need to hear Nick Fesco's voice every now and then.
The reassuring tones of the great Nick Fesco.
3rd and a yard. Play fake, they'll go right. Catch made, first down and more. Spun around, almost thrown down. I believe it's Leatherwood to get to the 46 on a gain of 12. That was a lot of work there for what I think was number 5. And they'll put the ball on the far hash. Although Nick thought it was Rodriguez. But I don't see Rodriguez on the field. I don't see 8. I see 5. And 5 will come out to the left.
He's a fine young man, whoever he is.
They're all great. Great football tradition at New Britain. 102 remaining in the third. Shotgun snap play action. Back to throw. Tough throw, but it comes to the left side. It is incomplete. Intended for Bo Leatherwood near the 49-yard line. We told you about the early 2000s history between these two teams, the controversy of the no video being sent and the battles they had, the shootout in 2004 in the state championship, Greenwich losing by 5 up at Ken Strong Stadium. 39-34 in that one. 53 seconds remaining, third quarter. 27-0 Greenwich on second down. Campbell flips it out to the left. Allen can't hold on to it. That pass was too high for him. It'll be 3rd and 10.
Boy, it might have been a good thing, too, that that fell incomplete because Nick Galindo was bearing down on him, ready to make the hit if he did come up with it.
49 seconds remaining, third quarter. And Greenwich up 27. After getting shut out by 27 last week.
Football's a funny game, isn't it?
You can't explain football, Dan.
You can't predict it either. I've heard that.
3rd and 10. Cardinals showing blitz. Here they come. Pass is complete. Goes out to Dandrade. Makes the turn on the far side. He'll get a first down across midfield, and he'll get into Cardinal territory at the 43-yard line. Good job by Campbell to read that blitz, get rid of the ball, and Dandre did the rest.
Yeah, that's how you beat the blitz, right, is the short passing game, the wide receiver screen there. Because all the extra bodies are rushing the quarterback, so there's usually running room on the back end of that, and that's exactly what happened there.
Twins out to the left, one to the right, 27 seconds remaining, third quarter. Campbell takes, drops back, looks, goes right, deep ball right side, through double coverage, and an over-the-shoulder grab. That is complete on the far sideline. What a catch at the 11-yard line. A gain of 32. And I'm still struggling to see who made the catch, but my goodness, that was a good one. Might have been Dandrade again.
That was a great catch.
Over the shoulder, not easy. Here's Allen on the handoff going right. He'll fight to get down to the 11 on what might be the last play of quarter number 3. Down to 4. Down to 2. It'll be 2nd and 8 at the 10 when we turn to quarter number 4. We'll do it right after this. Greenwich 27. New Britain, nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
We start quarter number 4 from Cardinal Stadium. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy, 27-0 Greenwich. New Britain driving, though, and trying to get at least on the scoreboard in this state quarterfinal game.
Trying to get on the scoreboard, and you know this has been their most impressive drive of this game to this point. Most sustained drive. So, see if they can punch it in here. We'll see if the Cardinals have another stand in them here to start the fourth.
They have a second and 10 at the Greenwich 11-yard line. Twins out to the left. Cardinals will rush four. Starting in motion with Soto. Looking to throw. In trouble. Campbell rolling right. Still rolling. Now he throws toward the end zone. Climbing the ladder. Catch made. Touchdown. Leatherwood in the back corner on a terrific catch. And New Britain on the scoreboard with 11:49 remaining. It's 27-6.
Boy, and that is a great throw by Campbell to the back corner of the end zone. And a great catch, too, on the back end of it. Going up and getting it.
And the extra point to follow. On the first play of the fourth quarter, the shutout comes to an end. And this should be David Nadolny to kick the extra point. Nadolny was listed as it's a high snap. Campbell's got it. He runs. He tries to get rid of it. Still looking. Throws, and it's incomplete. Nadolny was listed as kicker and punter. He has not punted tonight. But New Britain on the scoreboard. It's still a three-score game, though, Dan, at 27-6.
Sure is. New Britain finally showing some signs of life offensively. And this is the kind of offense that we thought we'd see from New Britain when this game started. Going up and down the field, making plays both in the run and pass game. Is it too little, too late? Well, we still have a whole another quarter still to go. So,
Manchester has gotten on the scoreboard. They trail Staples 35-6. That is the likely destination, Staples High School, on Sunday for the state semifinal. And it would be a rematch, second time in 10 days. That almost happened last year, but West Haven came up here to Cardinal Stadium instead. And West Haven went on and won that game. Staples went on and won the state championship. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be an onside kick, and it's a bouncer that has jumped on immediately at the Greenwich 48-yard line. Who came out with the ball? I believe. Was that Wim McCarthy 34? I did not hear.
It was recovered by Doug Kerr, Rob.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a good job by the hands team there to be ready for the onside kick. Had no trouble with that one.
So the Greenwich offense now, with a 27-6 lead, will try to put the points right back on the board. They'll send a man in motion from the near side. He'll line up as a tight end on the near side. Then he moves over to the right. Ready to go. They'll just stay on the ground with Hector Lopez. With a flag down for a yard to the 49, maybe, and that just reeks of holding. Penalties have not been a story in this game tonight. That is only penalty number 3 against Greenwich. There are, in fact, 6 penalties total tonight, and that's it.
I think we had 6 false start penalties in the first quarter. On Thanksgiving, didn't we? It was something like that. It's good to come playoff time, see a clean game by both teams.
So following the penalty, the ball back to the Greenwich 38-yard line, far hash from right to left in the red uniforms. Showing blitz or the Golden Hurricanes. Cardinals will go to the ground. And one thing the Hurricanes have not done tonight is wrap up. Like that, Lopez on the handoff. He lost a yard, back to the 36. So third and long coming up. Third and 24, I would say. 11 minutes remaining. The scoreboard has not been keeping the down and distance. When an official comes in and runs a scoreboard, he is hired for one thing, to run the clock. Does not have to run the down and distance scoreboard facts. Second and long. Here comes D'Angelo on a keeper. He gets most of the penalty back near the 48-yard line. It's a gain of 12, maybe. Let's call it that. And it'll bring up, well, they didn't give him as much as I thought. They moved him to the 46. So it'll be 3rd and 12 now. We have put a booth cam on. It's on Facebook. It's on my Facebook page, to be exact. It's just something we're trying tonight for the fun of it. $12 booth cam. We figured, why not? 3rd and 12. Waiting on the shotgun snap. Look over to the sideline. Empty backfield. Cardinals lead 27-6. 9:58 remaining. Fourth quarter until they go to the state semifinals. And a timeout spent by the Cardinals with 9:53 to go. A look back at the games we've been keeping an eye on. Darien has exploded on Fairfield Ludlow. It's 35-13, third quarter in that one, and you get the sense. The Falcons, who had a magic carpet ride of their own to get into the Class L quarters, you get the sense the Falcons' season is going to come to a close here tonight, and that Darien is back to playing more like themselves after they, too, were not only shut out, but they were beaten up on Thanksgiving by New Canaan.
Well, we were talking off air before this game that we've talked about how Class Double L is wide open to some extent. Well, Class L is the same. You know, if Darien enters the playoff tournament as the four seed, that tells you that there's a lot of depth, a lot of good teams in that division this year. So there are several teams even in that eight-team field that can get to a state championship game, no question.
And it looks like at Paul Lane Field at Staples Stadium, the Wreckers have just scored again. It's 42-6 there. They are in the third quarter of that one. And the Wreckers have just kicked off to Manchester. Manchester, the 7 seed in that one, and they had an uphill battle coming in. Staples playing their best football of the year. 3rd and 12 for the Cardinals. Off the timeout with 9:53 to go. Empty backfield. Blitz coming. Here's the quick pass that is batted down again. At least the 4th or 5th pass of the night from Greenwich to get knocked down by New Britain's defense. Cardinals will punt it away. So out and ready to get rid of it. And the Cardinals have not had to punt the ball much tonight. Good snap, chest high, gets rid of it. Spiraling kick, takes a bounce. I think it hit a Golden Hurricane, but it was picked up by, I believe, by Justin Carroll.
Greenwich thinks they have it.
Greenwich thinks they've got it, and the officials agree.
It must have hit one of the blockers or something. I couldn't tell who it bounced off of, but
it did.
Greenwich was aware enough to chase after the ball after it hit the ground. Good awareness on special teams to come away with what is effectively a fumble and a live ball.
Third turnover committed. And it's committed with 9:40 remaining. So Greenwich gets the ball at the New Britain 26-yard line, moving from right to left with twin receivers, make it trips out to the left. They have a 21-point lead, and they'd like to extend it and call it a night. Waiting on the shotgun snap, D'Angelo gives it to Lopez. Hector bouncing, fighting down to the 21 with a late dive. I think he's down at the 21-yard line. They'll mark him at the 22. It's a gain of 4, 2nd and 6.
Hector Lopez takes a right side handoff for 4 yards.
Again, weather will be good, cool, mid-40s on Sunday. So bundle up and be ready.
Mid-40s and sunny in early December is not too bad, though.
No, you'll take it.
Yep.
If it's sunny, it might be a little off and on with clouds. But, of course, we're giving you a weather forecast on Tuesday. Here's Lopez again. He'll just take it across the 20 down near the 18. Has to be over 100 yards tonight. He has been outstanding.
He's had a sneaky good night tonight, yes. Hasn't he? He hasn't had any like long runs, any home runs. He hasn't scored a touchdown tonight, but He's taken the rock and he's carried the load in this running game, and you have to be really impressed with the work he's done tonight.
And D'Angelo, at least 63 to 65 yards on the ground just on his touchdown runs. I would imagine he's got a lot more than that. He's probably pushing 100 as well. They're at the 20, third and four from the New Britain 20-yard line. Right back to Lopez, and a good tackle from behind. Getting in and bringing
it down.
No, that's
D'Angelo who kept it on the far side.
You're right. Giovanni Rodriguez grabbed him, but that was a perfect execution of a fake by D'Angelo. It'll be first and goal at the 9.
That's at least the second time we've seen that, where everybody thinks that Lopez is getting the ball, and then D'Angelo sneaks around the right side and heads to the far sideline there to pick up the first down.
8 minutes remaining, fourth quarter, 27-6. Michael Golden lined up as a tight end on the near side. It'll be first and goal just inside the 10. Greenwich trying for the cherry on the sundae. D'Angelo takes the shotgun snap. He does give it off. That is Lopez tumbling with the ball out. It's in the end zone, and the Golden Hurricanes have it. Yes, they do. It's a touchback. Boy, that was so close to going in the end zone. I thought he was going to break the plane, but the officials did not give it. It's a turnover.
Yeah, it's close on that end, and it's also, you know, very close to him being down at the end of the play, but the official was right on top of it, though, and called it a live ball. So Britain gets a break there on that end.
Six turnovers in this game tonight total.
Has it been that many?
It has.
Wow.
Two interceptions, one thrown by each team, and then four fumbles on top of that.
Wow.
So it has not been the prettiest of games. But Greenwich leading 27-6 here on a cold night at Cardinal Stadium in Greenwich, Connecticut. Kickoff was 35 degrees. And folks bundled up. Not a big crowd here tonight. You would imagine they will be filling the stands at Staples on Sunday. 7.5 to go.
Well, they had an excuse on Thanksgiving because of the weather, but I don't think they're going to have that excuse this coming time.
If it all turns out the way it might, we get at least an official timeout. I'm waiting to see if New Britain has taken a timeout. They have. See, I felt like, folks, if I may, I thought Dan was robbed of the true Thanksgiving experience on Thursday. With all due respect to my dear friends, he didn't get to have the tailgate experience. That's going to have to wait till 25. But he also didn't get the big monster crowd, either at Staples or here at Cardinal Stadium, and just the energy. Obviously, in a driving rain on last Thursday, it was a different kind of energy.
Yeah, it sure didn't feel like it was Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it really
you know,
did.
Between the atmosphere in the parking lot, the atmosphere in the stands, and just the lackluster play.
Good atmosphere on Sunday.
That is true, too.
All right, the Golden Hurricanes ready with a first down at their own 20. Play action. Stepping out Campbell. Still running. He's going to have to tuck and run. Breaks one tackle. Across the 25, he's down at the 27-yard line. So a gain of 7. Max Merrick made the stop. One of the four captains. Captains do a great job every year. Regardless of the record, regardless of the ultimate result, their leadership and just their ability to be who they are and lead, you know, and really kind of carry the team, it's outstanding. 2nd and 2. Running all the way to the left, making the turn. I believe that's Leatherwood. He'll get run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Although Nick is saying that was Israel Dendrade on the carry, so maybe he got to the 35. Either way, it'll be a first down.
Clock is running.
6:50 to go.
Down under 7 minutes.
Fourth quarter, 27-6 Greenwich. waiting in shotgun in a three-receiver set. Campbell in trouble. Breaks a tackle. Now he turns around. Kyle Ebanks had a hand on him. But the pass is thrown to D'Andrade left side, and he'll come up short of a first down near the 44-yard line. Boy, that's excellent performance by Donovan Campbell.
Yeah, that's a great job by Campbell. Just fighting for his life back there. He's got one hand on his jersey, but he's able to escape and then find his safety valve there in the flat to pick up a few yards.
Darien is pouring it on, by the way. They lead 42-13 on Ludlow. Staples still up 42-6. Shotgun snap back to throw. With time, deep ball left side, and that's going to be overthrown by 5 yards. D'Andrade, the intended receiver, and the defender was Nico Galindo. So it'll be 3rd and 2 with 6:10 remaining in the fourth quarter.
And if you're Greenwich here, you'll trade yards for time, or time for yards, however you want to say it. You're in control of this game. You're up 3 possessions. You don't mind if New Britain gets yards here. You're more concerned with running time off the clock and getting to the finish line.
And apparently, Darien's video feed is a hair slow because they just scored again. It's 48-13.
Oh, geez.
3rd and 2. Here's Campbell. He's going to flip it near side into the flat. Caught on a screen by Allen. Allen rumbling into Cardinal territory. He'll get to the 47. Jack Kelly chased him down.
Allen takes a little swing pass and brings it across midfield for a New Britain first down.
It's a final as Newington beat Wethersfield 20-13. Massac over Torrington 41-0. Wyndham beat Ledyard 17-14. Brookfield 48, Law 13. Here, 27-6, 5:45 to go. Campbell with a drop, throws incomplete. Had him. He led D'Andrade nicely near the 30-yard line, but there was also good coverage there. I believe it was Galindo and Steele.
Sure was, and yeah, that's one that D'Andrade would like to have back, I think. It's a nice throw by Campbell. You know, he's been really good tonight at zipping the ball into tight windows. That's one thing that he's been really good at, and as a 4-year starter here at New Britain, he's done a great job.
2nd and 10. Campbell rolling left. Flips it left. That is caught, but then broken up immediately. Pass caught inside the 45 down near the 43-yard line. So it goes for about a gain of 4 to D'Andrade.
It's a short gain, and he ends up getting wrapped up inbounds. So that'll keep the clock moving.
They'll put him at the 42 with 5:19 to go and a 3rd and 4 coming up. On the far hash, New Britain in the white uniforms. They've got the gold pants on, that lighter muted gold. Not the bright Pittsburgh Steeler gold. Twins out to the left. Ball on the turf. Bad snap. Cardinals say they've got it. They do. Fourth turnover on the night for the Golden Hurricanes.
And
with 4:55 to go, might be time to start thinking about a trip to Staples. Newtown beat Amity 38-7.
I know. Well, with we got, 48 playoff teams around the state, you've got 24 scores to keep track of. You're a busy guy tonight.
Not trying to go that crazy. Cardinals bring the offense back out with 4:55 to play. Starters still in. Handoff. Lopez breaks into the secondary. He'll get a first down as he slides across the Golden Hurricane 45 to the 44. And I imagine a few people are watching down, or rather up in Westport tonight, at least keeping an eye on this one.
Keeping an eye on it, sure. You know, I don't know how much you could possibly have taken from that Thanksgiving game. You know, considering how just awful the weather was, for one thing, and just how uncharacteristic Greenwich was in that game. Assuming we do get a rematch, I think it'll be a very different story on the field, at least you would hope.
On first down, Lopez again, Hector bouncing. Down to the 41-yard line. I don't know if this Jimmy Zahner score is correct. I assume it is. He's a good reporter. Killingly 75, Ellington 14.
Second down and 8.
Mm. St. Joe's won, by the way. They beat Watertown 42-7. But 75-14, is that real?
Boy.
And don't get me wrong.
And in a playoff game, no less, right?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's very easy to hit the wrong number. I get that. So it could easily be a mistake. Second and 8 with 3:38 to go. On the ground again. Bouncing through. Lopez to the 39. It's a gain of 2. But what you're doing here, and you know this, Dan, as well as anyone, right into the line. Keep the clock running.
Keep the clock running. Yeah, play it safe. Get to the end of this game, and let's get on home and start preparing for Sunday. That's where they're at right now.
27-6 Greenwich. Ball at the 39-yard line.
You know, in a game that Greenwich has really controlled. They've controlled the tempo of the game from start to finish, really, other than that one drive by New Britain. Greenwich looking to get to triple zeros here, finish strong. You know, don't take anything for granted.
That score, by the way, accurate, 75-14, third and 5. That was a handoff again. It was not Lopez. At least I didn't think it was. Trying to fight through. Yeah, it was Jack Kelly. That's who I thought it was. To get to the 37, bringing up a fourth and a long 4.
Lopez is typically been on a bit of a pitch count this year. You won't see him carry from more than 17, 18 times a game. So
a timeout was spent, by the way, and I believe it was spent by New Britain. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, especially in a game like this that appears to be well in hand, there's no real need to push the issue with having a guy like Lopez, a guy who has been as valuable as he's been all season. You know, you could make the argument that Hector Lopez is the MVP of this team this season. Because as he's gone, this Greenwich offense is gone. And as they've gone, this team is gone. And once again tonight, I think his consistent running of the football it set the tone early, and it set them on the path to success from the opening kickoff.
Terry Dinan reporting in from New Canaan, a final. The Rams beat Maloney 41-7. Lot of big scores tonight, for sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised by the amount of lopsided final scores here, aren't you?
I am, and that leads to what people are saying online about there being too many teams in the playoffs, not enough competitive games, yada, yada. Here, 27-6, and the Cardinals are going to punt it away. And a wobbling kick taken and fair caught at the 13-yard line with 2:23 remaining. And we likely heading back to Westport Sunday.
Well, if there's one thing about that, at least I know how to get to the stadium because I did it,
that
what,
is true.
5 days ago?
That is true.
So I know the way to Westport.
I did it yesterday morning to return the equipment that we accidentally took back to Greenwich with us.
That's a good point, yeah.
If you watched Staples broadcast tonight and you saw their video scoreboard, tell me how fantastic it looked, because I had their computer in my car accidentally. First down for the Golden Hurricanes on a reverse, running right side, stretching over and getting knocked out of bounds at the 37-yard line. That was carried by Bates. They swept around with him. They'll move him to the 37. It's a first down. Clock does stop with 2:15 to go, and the clock winding down on New Britain. Twins out to the left. Motion from Bates. Now he turns and goes back. Campbell rolling the pocket out to his left, fires, it's low, and it's incomplete. He had Jack Kelly nearby defensively, as well as Santi Parra, and you could name every member of the Greenwich defense. They all deserve a game ball tonight.
They sure do. You know, those linebackers were going to have a huge game tonight, bottling up Jaden Allen. They've done that. The Greenwich secondary was going to have a big night tonight to neutralize Donovan Campbell in the passing game. They've done that as well.
Second and 10. 2:11 remaining. Play fake. Throwing. That's complete at the 30 for a gain of 3. Parra and Iniesta in on the stop of Rodriguez. for a short gain, bringing up third and seven.
You know, Greenwich is going to graduate a lot of people on defense this year, but with guys like Santi Parra, Justin Carroll, as underclassmen being as good as they've been, you've got a really good nucleus and core that you can build around for next season. So I would expect this unit to be good, not just the rest of this year, but well into next year as well.
One receiver out to each side, now make it two out to the right. 1:28 remaining, third and seven. Shotgun snap, Campbell rolling left, still rolling, pointing. He's in trouble, they've got him, they take him down. And that'll bring up fourth and long. Ebanks was over there. And it'll be about fourth and 14 following that sack.
Well, they're still playing like it's a close game, aren't they?
No, they've given
they're playing
it their
all. Playing 48 minutes. That's sure. What Coach Morello, that's what defensive coordinator Brian Hochter stresses every week.
They will go for it on fourth and let's call it 14. Campbell back, throws, deep ball. He overthrows D'Andrade, or was that Leatherwood? It was. And that will do it. It'll be victory formation time with 37 seconds remaining. And 27-6 looking like it'll be the final score.
Well, and all in all, you know, tonight, what do you say? You know, it's an all-around really good performance by the Cardinals. You know, the turnovers are something you'd like to see cleaned up, but overall, I think they got to be pretty happy with the effort they put forward tonight.
And the kneel down complete. Coaches have not started toward midfield yet. But Tony Morello saying line up to go out and shake hands. Cardinals are ready. Some of the hugs have already begun on the field. D'Angelo chatting with some of the Golden Hurricanes. He's talking with Amari Crawley. And Tony starting out along midfield. The Cardinals are heading on to the state semifinals with an emphatic 27-6 victory here tonight.
Well, the name of the game this time of year is survive in advance, right? And Greenwich did more than just survive. They were very solid on both sides of the ball tonight, making you forget about that Thanksgiving performance for sure. This has to be, if Thanksgiving was one of their worst performances of the season, I would say this is one of the better ones.
Well, it was a complete performance, and yet the thing you think about, Dan, is they turned the ball over a couple of times tonight, too. So it wasn't perfect, but it was pretty complete.
No, but that defense over there was very opportunistic. They got their own turnovers to help neutralize, you know, whatever New Britain was trying to do to them defensively. But, yeah, like I said, the turnovers are something you'd like to see eradicated, but I think Coach will gladly take this final result and move on because it's a quick turnaround. I'm sure they'll be looking at film maybe even later tonight on the Staples game because that appears to be their next opponent on Sunday, right?
And they're heading out to shake hands right now. 42-6 is going to be the final score at Staples Stadium. So it's going to be Greenwich and Staples in an all-FCAC semifinal Sunday afternoon. To my knowledge, 12:30. I saw a different schedule that said 1 o'clock. Check your local listings, of course, but we'll be ready for it. 42-6, the final score, and you know what? I can't promote Meet the Beatles. I'm going to be hanging out with you on Sunday.
That's true, right? Yeah, really looking forward to it. You know, we said this before on the broadcast, but I don't really know how much you can take from the Thanksgiving game. You throw it all out the window anyway. It's a brand new game. It's almost like Thanksgiving didn't happen. Two really good teams, two teams that belong in the semifinal. You know, when the season started, we expected these two teams to be in this position. So, and it's the rivalry game too, isn't it? So,
and the rivalry didn't have the energy to it on Thursday. It'll have it on Sunday.
Oh, no question. And these are two great teams, two great programs. Two great coaching staffs who will have their guys ready to go. It's going to be a showdown for sure, and I'm really excited for it.
And the winner of that one heads on to the state championship game the following either Friday or Saturday. So we're right on the doorstep of going to another state championship battle. And Greenwich and Staples, you know, look, you try to learn from what the Wreckers did to an extent. I know what you're saying. It felt like they showed a bit of their playbook. I don't know what the Cardinals showed in the rain on Thursday morning.
It's a fair point, yeah, and, you know, it's you throw it out, you know, it's very difficult. The one thing I will say is that it is very difficult to beat a team twice.
Yes.
Especially in short succession, like it's going to be the case coming up here. So, you know, I don't know if you read anything into that. I don't know if that makes much of a difference, but both teams are going to wipe the slate clean and assume that that Thursday game didn't happen. One thing I do want to say before we go off is on New Britain's season, hats off to them. Starting the year 7-0, their program is moving in the right direction. Bit of a disappointing performance by them tonight. I think we expected a closer game out of them than what we got. But Coach Boddy has that program moving in the right direction. They have a lot to hang their hat on, and they're going to be good for years to come, no matter who is playing for them, that's for sure.
And it looks like Fairfield Prep is going to play West Haven again. Speaking of Thanksgiving rematch.
Another Thanksgiving rematch, huh?
That appears to be, if I'm reading this correctly, that's what they're going to wind up doing. Looks like West Haven won only 6-0 in the snow tonight. Again, if I'm reading all the things I'm seeing coming in, the finals that have been recorded are Fairfield Prep over Kennedy 51-8, Greenwich over New Britain 27-6, Staples in Manchester has gone final. That one will get put up on the brackets in a moment, and I think West Haven beat Glastonbury 6-0 from the looks of it.
Yeah, and that game was played in the snow, correct?
Yes.
Up north?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
looking like the final score is Fairfield Prep, West Haven, Staples, Greenwich.
It's an all-Thanksgiving party on Sunday, isn't it?
It sure is. Let me see if there are any finals that have been recorded elsewhere. Notre Dame-West Haven over Naugatuck. So the number one seed, Naugatuck, has been erased by the 8th seed, 15-7 final score. New Canaan over Maloney, 41-7. Newtown, 38. Amity, 7. Those all in Class L. Darien beat Fairfield Ludlow. That final score was 55-13. Thank you, Sean Saylor. So those semifinals are set. Class Double M, Newington over Wethersfield 20-13, Bunnell 21, Bristol Central 12, Massac over Torrington 41-0. Class M, St. Joe's beat Watertown 42-7, Brookfield 48, Jonathan Law 13. Class Double S, it is true, Dan. Killingly 75, Ellington 14.
Wow.
A 61-point playoff win. Elsewhere, Waterford 21, Bullard Havens Tech 12, Wyndham beat Ledyard 17-14, Sheehan over Granby Canton 20-6. And lastly, in Class S, Bloomfield, the one close game of the night, 22-21, they beat East Catholic, and Woodland over Cromwell Portland 33-7. Those are all the scores we have in, and now we know we're heading to Staples High School Sunday afternoon, probably a 12:20 pregame show, but we'll let you know for sure.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to a rematch. Always interesting when the rivals are involved. In both semifinals, that's going to be the case this year, so it's going to be fun. Where else would you rather be on a Sunday afternoon than listening to us?
And I had a whole other game plan for you and I to call a different game on Sunday. Oh, no. Greenwich Staples.
Well, let's keep following these Greenwich guys. They look pretty good, don't they?
MJ D'Angelo ran for 2 touchdowns. Blake Martin, a touchdown, catch and run. Julian Ravina, a couple of field goals, 40 and 38 yards. And Leatherwood, an 11-yard touchdown catch. That'll do it from Cardinal Stadium. Final score in the quarterfinal. The 3-seed Greenwich Cardinals, 27. The number 6, New Britain Golden Hurricanes, 6. Cardinals are 9-2. New Britain finishes their season at 8-3. Now, for Dan Murphy, Sean Adams, and Sean Kilkelly, I'm Rob Adams saying goodnight from Cardinal Stadium in Greenwich. We'll see you Sunday for the state semifinals, Greenwich and Staples. We'll see you then. Pregame show at 12:20. From Cardinal Stadium, Greenwich wins. Good night, everyone.
customer service team will make switching easy.